I mean, it's a bad habit.
I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee to order. Today's September 28th. The time is 3:39 p.m. We're scheduled to meet until 4:30. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Cohen.
Here.
Congresswoman Staber.
Here.
Congresswoman Bigelow.
Present.
Congresswoman Lizard.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I'll see you.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Chief Standing Bear, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please?
Thank you very much. Let me pray, brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, once again, we come today to ask for your blessings upon us. And we thank you for the opportunity you've given us. We ask you to show us the way so we can be good to each other and follow your instructions. We need to know in our minds and our hearts how to do this, because we are just pitiful people. We always turn to you. We must turn to you all at all times, every day, morning, noon, evening, midnight. Always turn to you, Almighty God. We thank you for taking care of our people, and we ask that you continue your blessings on our veterans and all those who are in the armed services, wherever they may be. And we ask that you take care of those who are ill or sick, and those who are in mourning. And we ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Approval of minutes. Congresswoman Goodfox.
We, somewhere in here, it needs to say that we postponed ONCR 1829, and I'm not seeing that. Anyone else see that? It says that we discussed it.
Yes, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but if you don't act on an item, it can automatically go on your next agenda, right, without a postponement.
Okay.
I think that's like in line with Robert's rules.
Okay. Motion.
But good catch.
Motion to approve the minutes for September 27th.
Second.
The motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, our minutes for September 27th are approved. Congresswoman Pratt.
It says we adjourned at 10:30 p.m. Oh, I can change it.
Okay. As amended.
We're going to, there's a 9:30 p.m. adjourn time on the, so would you change that motion to as amended for me and make that change in the minutes? Thank you, Ms. Merle. Okay, moving on our agenda, we are now at ONCA 29. A resolution to authorize and approve execution of a proprietary information agreement with Honeywell International Inc. and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and to consent to jurisdiction. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Before I turn the floor over to Congresswoman Stabler, I wanted to mention we visited this. We're distracted right now a little bit.
The door fell off.
I saw that.
I was there. It was always open.
Give us a moment. We're having a technical difficulty with the door.
I have to put a curtain up for you, Congressman. Good job, Joe.
Okay. What I was like wanting to say about this resolution is we considered it yesterday, and through the course of our conversations, committee members felt it would be a good meeting to have the ranch board come and meet on this, because we believe in some way that this proprietary information agreement will have a direct effect on the board members. And I want to thank you for coming to the call at such short notice. And I'd ask, like to ask you, the board, I have Mr. Hangzinger, Mr. Perrier, Ms. Mead, and Mr. Oldfield. And then we're going to join Mr. Crum by telephone. If you could get him on the telephone so he can be a part of this meeting. I'd like to ask you to come join us at the table along with Chief Standing Bear. Let me see, 4, 5. And Mr. Patterson, could you pull a chair up to the end of the table too? You get to be party with us here. We're going to just have a party. Thank you so much. But anyway, the committee members suggested that we all get together, and I thought that that was a good idea because we needed a little more information, and they felt like you needed a little more information. So with all that being said, thank you for attending. Thank you, Chief, for being here, and Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Yes, welcome. Thank you all for coming to the table, and we do feel that this is an important discussion to have. I think everybody received a document that was presented by, not sure if it was just straight from Assistant Chief or from the Chief's office. So I'm...
Okay, before we discuss the document, though, can talk as much about it as you need to before we
go into executive session.
And I believe I have executive session on this agenda here.
Okay.
So
one of the things that, of course, has come up with this is just over the fact that it is a proprietary information agreement, a PIA. Most of us, in my experience, has been more with NDAs and BAAs. And so we're all learning this as we grow up through economic development. We'll be learning new nomenclature. We'll be learning all the acronyms that go with things. But to me, as I looked through the lease and I looked through the PIA itself and stuff, I review it as more as just what it is. It is a pre-negotiation agreement, a document that you sign to not disclose information from that meeting, and in order to get to the heart of matters, you have to sign these. I've had to sign them on the fly as I go into a room. And of course, we've issued BAAs to every vendor that we have at the clinic and stuff. So I do see this as just a basic document, and so I am willing to help move it forward and hope we can get to that point today.
Chief Standing Bear.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Congresswoman Stabler, and all members of Congress. I'm here to just make it clear that I support Assistant Chief in his proposals. I can tell you that I have asked him some time ago to work on Skyway, what's now recalled Skyway 36 at least, and he's been doing a really great job for us. And this Honeywell activity is a spinoff, can I call it that, of that activity. Now, as far as the details, as just like any of you, as I can see from your work, you're extremely busy. Assistant Chief Redcorn has more detail than I do. I understand he's going to present a proposal today, but I do appreciate you bringing everybody together so we can work on an understanding of where we're going from here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Let me get Mr. Crum on the telephone, you guys, because we can't get him hooked up to our system. I think we need a new one. So let me see if I can get him on the phone right quick, and then we'll get started. One thing that I thought was important that
Oh, Maria.
Hi, Mr. Crum. We are all here in the meeting. Our conference telephone system isn't working, so you are on my cell phone, and so I hope you can hear okay. Let us know and just speak up if you want to be recognized, okay? And I'm going to ask everybody at the table when they talk, if they would talk very loud, then Mr. Crum is going to be able to hear you. Do you mind setting my phone on top of that little thing right there? Thank you so much. Okay, One thing I'd like to say is, what I thought was important for this all to meet together is when we were discussing this agreement, I asked Mr. Patterson, our Assistant Attorney General, who this PIA covered, and his take on it is it covers anybody in the nation. So it covers employees, elected officials, board members, anybody that is affiliated with the nation. So I thought it was important that the people that might be most directly affected are here. So yes, I'm ready for a motion to enter in.
Make a motion that we move into executive session for discussion on proprietary information.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Seeing none, we are going into executive session. Give us just a moment, Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Mm-hmm.